On this day, July 19th, 1899, something is discovered that pushed the frontier of human knowledge further back in time with the help of a non-establishment scholar. We'll tell you that story. Let's get started. The early Egyptians wrote in picture sign language called hieroglyphics, and they had two methods of writing. In one, they carved their writings on stone monuments. The other method of writing, and the ordinary way of writing, was on papyrus, which was a paper from the papyrus plant. Now, Egyptians used this paper to record business transactions, affairs of state, and to write personal letters. Papyrus is the origin of our word for paper today. You see how connected we are with ancient history? Our papers and our coloring books and our sticky notes are all connected with ancient Egypt. So the next time you write out a grocery list, think of the ancient Egyptians. Now, the common people were writing so much that they simplified their hieroglyphics into a cursive or hieratic writing, kind of like we do today. Then later, they developed an even simpler writing, similar to our shorthand writing, called demotic. So they went from hieroglyphics to hieratic to demotic. Now, for many years, all scholars knew about Egypt was what they read in the Bible, basically. Nobody knew how to read Egyptian inscription, so they couldn't decipher Egyptian history outside the Bible. And that is until the 19th century. And here's the story. One day, a young man named Champollion, don't you love that name? I like just saying it, Champollion. One day, this man, who might be called the first Egyptologist, found an obelisk with hieroglyphic writing on it. And at the base of the slab was Greek writing saying the inscription was about Cleopatra and Ptolemy. Now, Champollion believed that those two names had to be in the Egyptian that was on that stone slab. So, by carefully comparing the two languages, he was able to decipher 12 letters in the Egyptian alphabet. And if only he had more parallel writings to work with, right? If only. Well, that came. Let me tell you how that happened. Napoleon came to Egypt in the 1790s. At that time, the Great Pyramid in Giza, which was built thousands of years earlier, was still the tallest building in the world. And then, on this day, July 19th, 1799, Napoleon's soldiers discovered what we now know as the Rosetta Stone in Rosetta, Egypt. Now, this slab of rock contained parallel writings in Egyptian hieroglyphics, Demotic, that was the other form of Egyptian writing, and Greek. Think about how exciting this was for our friend Champollion. He has more to work with to try to figure out what ancient Egyptians were saying. Now, before we go further, let's give a little background of our hero, and this will help us appreciate his accomplishments. Champollion was from a very poor family, and he couldn't afford classy education, but that didn't stop him. Champollion had an exceptional mind. We might even call him a child prodigy. And his brother encouraged him to develop his talents from the beginning, and as a result, by the time Champollion was 13, he spoke 6 ancient languages. That's by 13. Holy cow, I couldn't even do English grammar when I was 13, but this guy spoke 6 ancient languages. Well, at this time, scholars didn't know what exactly those Egyptian hieroglyphics were about. They didn't know what they said, so most of them thought they were just silent symbols. And you know, symbols can't be spoken. It's like going out and you see an arrow pointing on a street sign. It's a symbol saying, you know, it's pointing in that direction. Symbols aren't spoken. So scholars basically concluded that we could never know the meaning of ancient Egyptian writings. They were so stubborn, they couldn't listen to any other views. However, Champollion thought differently. He believed that the ancient Egyptians had a system of words and letters. However, the smart guys didn't agree, and they made fun of Champollion's suggestion, saying, "Well, listen, young man, these smart people disagree with you, so you just sit down and keep your mouth shut. Let it leave the smart thinking to us scholars." So the scholars of the day mocked Champollion's claim of the Egyptian alphabet. However, Champollion would not sit down and shut up. He thought that the job of a scientist is to question everything. Truth is the goal of the scientist. So Champollion was convinced the hieroglyphics made words, and if words, they must be spoken. So he studied the last known language that was spoken at the time of the hieroglyphics. The language was still spoken by Coptic Christians in Paris, so he thought he might be able to match the sounds of Coptic to the hieroglyphics. And he was relentless in his pursuit of truth. Hours and hours of study he poured into this. Then, with the discovery of the Rosetta Stone, combined with his previous research, he was able to solve the problem. After 20 years of labor, Champollion was able to translate the Rosetta Stone, discover the Egyptian alphabet, and recover a lost world. Historian Will Durant put it beautifully. Here's what he said. Never has any century been so interested in history as that which followed the voyage of young Champollion with young Napoleon to Egypt. Napoleon returned empty-handed, but Champollion came back with all Egypt, past and current, in his grasp. Every generation since has discovered new civilizations or cultures and has pushed farther and farther back the frontier of man's knowledge of his development. And then Durant concludes with these stirring words. He says, "There are not many things finer in our murderous species than this noble curiosity, this relentless and reckless passion to understand." So Durant saw that pursuit of knowledge one of mankind's greatest characteristics. Well, now Egyptian writings could be read, and a whole new field of historical study was open to mankind, all because of the work of a non-establishment man who refused to submit to the arrogant pronouncements of the establishment.